right, joining us on 93 WIBC, Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. And, you know, Patrick, we're living in obviously uncharted territory, unprecedented times with the coronavirus, which is obviously affecting gas and oil prices. Before we get to how the overall market is being affected by it, a lot of Hoosiers, I think, saw a unique situation last week, saw prices shoot up to about $2.29 in some spots across Indiana, and then boom, I mean, immediately went right back down to about $1.90, $1.87 at most spots. Explain to the listeners kind of what that was all about.
Well, if you flinch, you probably missed it. What was happening is it's been now 4 weeks since prices last moved up. It was beginning of July and prices went up to $2.25. And as prices have kind of held steady now, nationally, the price in Indiana has fallen about 20 cents a gallon in the last month. So stations are kind of itching to restore prices. Their profit margins are very low. Last week, you saw a few stations kind of try to get organization, but nobody went along with it. And that's why a few stations went up, but when nobody else did, they brought prices back down. But that should be a warning sign that stations may get a little bit more organized this week and try another price cycle where prices may jump up to, say, $2.25 or $2.29.
So overall, though, what kind of impact does the coronavirus continue to have on gas prices? We're seeing, you know, people still going out, doing things, wearing masks, but also rising number of cases in both Indiana and elsewhere.
Yeah, it's keeping things tied down fairly well now. For the fifth straight week, oil prices have been right at $40 a barrel. They have not fallen substantially, nor have they gone up substantially. And that's why it's been very quiet at the gas pump the last 5 weeks. And we're in this holding pattern because, as you mentioned, coronavirus cases do continue to attract enough attention and slow down gasoline demand's recovery to the point that we're, you know, until things get worse or better, we're going to be stuck here. So if the situation does eventually improve, I expect that gasoline demand will come back and prices will start going back up. But for now, we wait and see.
So if you are somebody who wants to, say, hit the road for Labor Day, or I don't know, if you want to maybe get out of town for a few days, squeeze the last juice, if you will, out of this out of the summer, what advice do you have for people who are driving and will obviously need to fill up on gas?
Well, we've never seen summer gas prices this low, so still not a bad time if you can do so safely. Of course, the environment's not as conducive to getting out there, and you know the free-thinking summer driving season is probably from last year. This year, prices do remain low, but of course, there's a lot of planning that may have to go into it if you do hit the road. But overall, prices across the country average just $2.18 a gallon. That's almost 50 cents lower than last year. So still a pretty good time, at least looking at gas prices, to hit the road. We have not seen summer prices this low since 2004.
Recap for me one more time, I guess. What do you think could happen with another price cycle where people could see prices jump possibly briefly and then, you know, whatever else could happen there? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this week we are going to be very close. A lot of stations well under $2 a gallon. That's going to set up a case for stations trying to raise prices again this week. Profit margins at a lot of these stations are razor thin, so don't be surprised if later this week you see a more organized price cycle and stations going up to, say, $2.19 to $2.29 a gallon.
What do you think, what are you hearing from gas station owners or managers kind of just about how the industry is going and what the future holds?
Well, at least for now, there's a lot of open questions. You know, it's been a struggle this summer. Some gasoline demand has come back, so that's helped out station owners, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions. They are, of course, considered essential, and they've been selling far less gasoline than they normally do. So I think everyone's kind of looking forward to the next chapter when there may be a vaccine or when we may move beyond this. Of course, over the weekend, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, acquisition in energy markets of the year, 7-Eleven, a Japanese company acquiring Marathon Petroleum's Speedway subsidiary. And that certainly will be interesting coming down the line, is that Speedway has now been acquired by 7-Eleven.
How do you think that acquisition will affect the market overall?
It's very tough to know, but we're talking about thousands of stations operated by Speedway, plenty of them across Indianapolis and the Great Lakes here. So that really could be a game changer. Will they stick to their existing strategy? Will they rebrand Speedway stores? I think at this point, it's looking very likely that we will see the Speedway brand die off in exchange for the 7-Eleven brand. But this is a pretty major acquisition. Some 3,000 plus stations across the country now switching from Speedway, perhaps, to ownership of 7-Eleven down the road. So something very interesting, and a $21 billion acquisition.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thank you and stay safe.
Hey, John, you as well. Have a great week.